the instruments of a symphony. Some are large and some are small, they all sound differently. But when you put them all together, they play harmoniously. All these separate instruments make up a symphony. Instruments are divided into four families. Each group of instruments is different and unique. The woodwind family instruments are tubes players blow air through, with mouthpieces, reeds, or holes to blow over and buttons to push through.
Hi! Welcome to our musical series, Meet the Instruments, where we'll get to meet and hear a new musical instrument every episode. I'm Vincent, the little purple cyclops from the Nerks. We Nerks are a bunch of diverse, quirky creatures that all have one thing in common. We love music. Each of us Nerks has teamed up with a professional musician that has agreed to teach us all about their musical instrument. And we each get to play a fun duet with our teacher at the end of each episode. At the end of the series, we'll all come together, professional musicians and Nerks, to perform an exciting orchestral piece with all of the instruments playing together. It's going to be so much fun. Are you ready to meet some instruments? Let's go! In our last episode, we met the cool clarinet.
Today, we will be meeting another woodwind instrument called the oboe.
This is my sister Vincenza's instrument. We're twins, so she's a little purple cyclops just like me. But she has much cooler hair that stands straight up and then fans out. I just have a little tuft of hair on my head.
This is the first double reed instrument on our tour.
Let's welcome our guests. Hi, Vincenza.
Hi, Vincent. This is the very glamorous and incredible oboist, Victoria Ratz. Hi, Victoria. Welcome to Meet the Instruments.
Hi, Vincent. I'm glad to be here.
So, Victoria, you play the oboe. Why did you choose the oboe?
Well, when I was very young, I didn't speak very much all the way through school. And then finally, when I got into fifth grade, the band director came to our class and he demonstrated some instruments. And then one by one, we all went into the library to tell him which instrument we were going to choose. And I said, I want to play the oboe. And he said, no, we'll have you start on clarinet. And I said, no, I want to start on the oboe. So it was the first time that I spoke up for myself, and oboe became my voice.
Wow. So the oboe and playing music is really important to you, huh?
It is.
Can you tell us a little more about the oboe?
Oh, I'd love to. So this is what it looks like. And it looks like a clarinet. It sounds so much fun.
It does look like a clarinet, but it's a little narrower and has a much different, smaller mouthpiece at the top.
That's right, Vincent. We've met the flute, which blows over an open hole to make a sound. We've met a clarinet that is a single reed instrument. They attach the reed to a mouthpiece and it vibrates to help create a sound. How do you make a sound on an oboe?
That's a wonderful question. Well, this is a double reed.
It's called a double reed because it's two reeds or two little pieces of wood or cane tied together. Right, Victoria?
That's right, Vincenza. And so when the little pieces of cane vibrate, they make this kind of sound.
That's so funny. But that's not what an oboe actually sounds like, is it?
But when you put it all together, it sounds like this.
Oh, cool! That sounds so much nicer!
It's great, isn't it?
Can you play us something else?
I'd love to. This is a really short little excerpt from a comedic opera by Rossini, La Scala di Seta, otherwise known as The Silken Ladder.
That sounds so fun!
The oboe is fun, but sometimes I can play really pretty or kind of sad.
That was an excerpt from the Pastorale Verrier by Gabrielle Pernier.
Is it true that oboe players make their own reeds?
We do, and that's one of the most fascinating things about being an oboist.
We have all sorts of neat tools to cut and shape the wood into our double reeds. Then
we wrap it onto a tube with some really fun thread and then whittle down our reeds.
We use files or a reed knife to shave the reeds down.
And then we have a reed.
Remember, only use reed tools under the supervision of your parents or private teacher. Awesome! How long do reeds last?
Well, that depends upon how much you play them. I always rotate my reeds. I always have plenty of them. The more you play on them, the faster they wear out, and then you get to make more.
So are you constantly making reeds?
It seems that way.
That's so crazy! You actually make the sound-producing part of your instrument. How cool! It looks fun!
I think it's wonderful, and plus we get to control the way that we sound and change it up sometimes.
So we met several different flutes and clarinets of all sizes and shapes. Are there different types of oboes and oboe-related instruments?
Yes, and I just happened to bring my English horn. It's a little bit bigger than my oboe, and it sounds deeper and darker.
It's got that big bulb at the end. It looks like it's laying an egg. Does it sound like it's laying an egg?
Sometimes it does.
Would you please play something on it?
Victoria, please play that beautiful excerpt by Timotheus Rats.
Wow, that sounded really pretty and haunting. If you like that, Vincent, check this out. Victoria and I did this a few weeks back in a Nerf Vision lesson. She's playing English horn, and I'm playing the Graia, which is a much older version of an oboe. It's an old traditional piece called Saltarello.
Awesome!
Victoria, I've been practicing a lot, and look! I made this reed myself, and it actually plays!
Wow, that looks really good!
Shall we take it for a spin?
Yes. It's always a good time to make reeds.
Thanks for sharing with us today, Victoria. Victoria? Vincenza? I can see you're both busy, so I'll see you at the final concert. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Meet the Instruments. Join us next time to meet my instruments, the bombastic bassoon and the colossal contrabassoon. We'll see you soon. Bye.
The oboe is the best instrument in the orchestra because it has that sound that reaches across the stage and into your soul.
Meet the Instruments is brought to you by the NERCS and Portland Columbia Symphony. Funded in part by the Otzen Foundation, On Point Community Credit Union, and the generous donors of Portland Columbia Symphony. Created by Nico Buetti, starring Victoria Rotz, Vincenza, and me, Vincent. Original music composed by Nico Buetti. To learn more, visit thenerks.com and pcsymphony.org. Copyright January 2021 goes to 11 Media. All rights reserved.
This is ICANN on HD2.
KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2 Glenydon Beach 88.1.
KSLC HD2 McMinnville 90.3.
And KQHR HD2 The Dells and Hood River 88.1.